The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with entertainment news. Musical icon Aretha Franklin, known by millions around the world as the Queen of Soul, is dead at the age of 76. The American singer, who had been ill with pancreatic cancer for quite some time, was considered one of this country's greatest musical artists. She sold millions of albums, received numerous honors and awards, including 18 Grammys, and was loved by generations of fans, artists, and celebrities the world over. VOA's Julie Tabo has more.
In 1967, Aretha Franklin's rendition of the song Respect soared to the top of the charts, earning the singer the first of her 18 Grammys, the recording industry's most prestigious award. The hit song became an anthem for women.
But everyone wants respect. Everyone needs respect, from the young to the very old, and in the middle, male, female. We all want respect, and we all want to be appreciated. So it pretty much means the same thing to me now that it did then.
Respect is exactly what the singing sensation received over a career of almost 60 years. From fellow artists, celebrities, presidents, and millions of fans around the world.
I've been so many places in my life and time.
She achieved many cultural milestones along the way. At the age of 52, Franklin was the youngest recipient of the prestigious Kennedy Center Honors and was one of 14 legendary Americans to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2005. Franklin was tireless, performing at countless venues, including President Barack Obama's 2009 inauguration. Many say she was as gracious in person as she was on stage.
Music is my thing. That's who I am. I'm in it for the long run, so I'll be around singing, "What you want, baby, I got it."
While the Queen of Soul may no longer be physically with us, her music will continue to reign for generations to come. Julie Tabo, VOA News.
Thank you for being with us for Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.